Middleton Players Theater from Middleton, Wisconsin. They're asking for $6,000. Tony, you are the first reviewer.
Yeah. So I thought this was a very well-written and enthusiastic proposal. It has excellent work samples. I just personally have an issue with them fitting in this grant. I feel like this belongs in the creation and presentation program. Back here. This is a grant application to present the musical Music and the Beast. And the Middleton Players Theater has a history of producing excellent work. They dot all the I's and cross all the T's in their application. But I guess my understanding was that this particular grant is for a project that's supposed to be distinct from the organization's regular ongoing programs and services. Their regular program is to present new theater works. They present three different plays every season. They present these high-quality plays annually. And as great of a project as it is and wonderful application, I just feel like, is this what this particular grant is looking for? Or is it looking to develop new experiences in the arts, new programming, and help that to grow? Several times in the grant application, they refer to previous productions and say, just like we did last year, or just like we've done 40 times before, we're going to do it again. And I think that's, you know, again, it's amazing what they do, and I think it was a very well-written grant, but personally, I just don't think it really fits for this particular application.
Marcella?
One second, my internet's... I have to agree. As far as the artistic value to this, you know, they have a strong organizational history of success in producing award-winning shows. As far as the budget, they're looking to cover $4,000 within the materials, sound, light, props, costumes, licensing rights, and material rental, and then $2,000 in technical staff. Something to just note is that 63% of the projected budget is going to rely on admission fees, so selling tickets. So I would have liked to see this application kind of give a little bit more history as to the percentage of seats that are usually filled during their, you know, plays, just to have a better understanding of, you know, what realistic ticket sales would be in order to be a little bit more, you know, confident as to, you know, where their funding is coming from. As far as community participation and accessibility, I really like seeing that they had tiered ticket prices to be able to do single tickets, seniors, and students. So really keeping, you know, elders and youth in mind to make this accessible to them. I thought that was good. I enjoyed seeing that they have a great bartering relationship with the Middleton High School Theater Department, and that they are doing efforts to make appearances at senior centers, local businesses, and public venues. As far as the evaluation and documentation, they intend to include a broad participation of community through surveys, interviews, artist retentions measured, and considering that this is the second year that the project has been around, I think a little bit more could have been shared as to what worked well last year and maybe any programmatic improvements that they made since that first year of...
Point of clarity, when you say it's the second year of a project, what does that mean if this is an ongoing... they've identified that this is the second year?
Yeah. Second year of the project.
Of this play. They selected this play last year.
Yes, in 2018. So the idea...
Oh, so they're considering the first year of a project their play selection? Back to your point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just regular business.
Did you want to continue?
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments?
There's no doubt to me that this is a community theater that's really appreciated by the community, and there's loads of people that audition. I think everything is just great about that. I guess I kind of share Tony's observation about would it be better in another category, but since it's in this one, we're asked to assess it by its engaging with the community rather than doing something for the community. And I guess that was my primary concern here is they say a couple of times that this season is going to be about, quote, engaging and training volunteers. But that said, I then didn't see anything in the narrative that shows how they're going to be trying to reach out and get more volunteers and train them more extensively, et cetera. And if that was the primary point of this season, then you'd expect to see in the evaluation piece of it something about how they attracted more volunteers and they ended up with more people trained, as well as the other things that they're going to be collecting. So I guess to me the weak point about this one was the for and with question.
Anyone else have a comment?
Well, to Marcella's comment about depending heavily on ticket sales, they're running deficits. I don't know how I could say that. Deficits this previous year and projected to have a larger deficit as well this year. So if they're going to be saying they're going to have X amount of ticket sales, it's really important that we understand that because it is a very large portion of their budget.
Carmelo, do you have
a thought? This is my community. I live in Middleton, so I've been in the theater. It's not very big, so I'm concerned about even if they get those every seat full and they're having issues with, you know, with revenues, I'm just not sure if they can really pull it off. And because it's a very small venue. So
one option, I'm sorry, did you have other thoughts?
No, I'm just, I don't know, small, maybe medium, but I just, you know.
One option that this panel has is to, and Mario knows this from the past, having served as a panelist for us, in the past, if an application to this program has not made its case that it is actually a project, the panel has been known to say you should apply to the Creation and Presentation Program, which is a general operating support for arts organizations. It is an application deadline in the fall, and it also covers the same time period that this grant application covers, so July 1 through June 30. It's a little bit retroactive in that they apply in the middle of the fiscal year, but it's for that fiscal year's expenses. So you have the opportunity to make that recommendation and simply not score this other than submitting your comments if you feel as a panel that that's the appropriate thing to do.
And so my question to you is, knowing the trajectory of having passed grants, support from the Wisconsin Arts Board makes you eligible for it at a certain point? Is that
you
correct?
To be eligible to apply to CNP, you need to have been doing work as an arts organization for 3 years.
Okay, so they're
good.
They're good. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that's the best way of handling that.
That would make sense.
You don't need to do a motion. You can just do a sort of a consensus going around kind of thing. And everyone's nodding.
Yeah. Definitely be my recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mario. I could hear your nod. I was sure it wasn't you beating your head against the wall. Thank you. All right, then I will commit to working with this organization and offering to help them pull together their first application to CNP. And thank you all very much. It seems like they did not make the case that this was a project, and that was their opportunity in this phase two to do that.